The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and microcap markets. And as you just heard, I'm your host, Stuart Smith. We're joined today by Stealth Technologies Incorporated. They're traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol STTH. And we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer for the company, Mr. Brian McFadden. Brian, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking, as well as taking time out of your very busy schedule to call in, speak to your company, shareholders, investors, as well as the listeners to this program. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with Stealth Technologies Incorporated at this time, if you would, let's talk a little bit about the business model and markets for your company.
Well, first, let me thank you for having us on today. We look forward to informing people about Stealth Technologies and really who we are. So Stealth Technologies is focused on product development and sales in the personal security protection and data protection space. We've developed a proprietary technology, the Stealth Card, which was really the fundamental technology of our company. While doing that, we created our own proprietary compound that assists a consumer in protecting their chipped credit card from electronic pickpocketing. Following that successful rollout of the Stealth Card, we've developed a couple additional technologies that I'm sure we'll go into later that we've leveraged those distribution channels to increase our overall sales and revenue.
Well, it's an exciting time to be speaking with you and your company. Listeners, if you look back on calendar quarter four, 2016, what a bunch of great news at the press wire. We're going to jump into that news later, but let's learn about our guest right now. Brian, you're the CEO. Let's learn a little bit about your background and any other key members of the management team. Go ahead, Brian.
Sure. So I'm a serial entrepreneur. Ever since college, I've really wanted to try to develop unique technologies that have a very useful place in the market space, but provide a consumer a cost-effective benefit as well. So my background includes, several web startups, a few product startups, but really since 2012, Stealth Card has been our sole focus, developing the technology and developing the ability to protect an individual from a personal security and data protection space. Our CFO, Michelle Pannoni, she not only handles, the accounting and the audit side of the business, but also assists in the product development. She has a great background of both accounting and marketing expertise, having been involved in several businesses together since the mid-2000s. We have a great working relationship and how to move these things forward.
Excellent. A good core for the management team, well diversified in your background. And of course, me being a former bean counter, I can attest to the fact that it's always good to have an accountant on the team there. So let's look back on what I just talked about before that last question. 2016, clearly by the news, you really started to hit your stride and made a foundation for explosive growth here in 2017. So if you can, as the CEO, looking back at 2016, what were some of the major milestones for the company?
So 2016 was a great year for us. We saw significant growth from 2015 into 2016, which we plan on continuing going forward. Some of the real highlights for us were, the sales of our existing products, just proving to consumers that this is a good item, a cost-effective item, and something they need. We sold, in excess of 64,000 of our 911 Help Now two-way communication pendants, in excess of 200,000 of the Stealth Cards, unit sales of Stealth Cards, as well as then launched a couple new business opportunities, a couple new products for the company, one being our Generation 2 911 product, which was truly driven by customer feedback from our first generation product, and the second one being our identity theft protection, which is stealthidentitytheft.com. Really, again, getting us, you know, more diversified in that personal protection marketplace, and we look forward to those products generating sales and revenue in the 2017 year.
Listeners, if you want to learn more about what Brian just talked about, there's a press release that came out January 31st, 2017, talking about the highlights of 2016. Use that ticker symbol again, STTH, to find that. Well, Brian, I know you don't have a crystal ball, or maybe you do, but most of us don't. Hey, looking forward into the future of 2017, again, as the CEO, what are some of the goals that you want to accomplish going forward?
So, you know, we're really looking forward to continuing our growth. You know, we've seen significant growth year to year. I mean, starting back in 2014 into 2015 and 2016. We want to continue that growth, continue to leverage the distribution pipelines and channels that we've built, both, you know, in the United States as well as the international sales channels that we opened up in the fourth quarter of last year. We'd like to expand that out, our existing product offerings, as well as, you know, the few I just mentioned, which were developed last year but have not seen a consumer release yet, and will be released over the next, you know, 90 days roughly. So we really look forward to just continuing our growth, continuing to provide the consumer a cost-effective means to protect themselves as well as their financial information.
Well, Brian, as I look at your company, you're already an OTCQB company. You're current with the SEC, therefore. You've set that foundation I've talked about in the marketplace. What about from a corporate standpoint? Any goals that you have for the company and its foundation internally?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we've set as an internal goal for 2017 is to expand our internal resources, both by bringing on additional staff members as well as bringing on strategic consulting partners. You've seen the growth that we've had over the last 3 years. We want to make sure that we can maintain that growth as well as continue to exceed the customer expectations that we've set for ourselves in the marketplace.
Listeners, once again, we're speaking with Brian McFadden. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Stealth Technologies, traded under that ticker symbol STTH. I want you to learn more about this company. You could do so by visiting the company's website. That's technologiesbystealth.com. The contact for the company is the CEO, Brian McFadden. You can reach him at brian@technologiesbystealth.com. Well, Brian, I want to thank you so much for your time here today at smallcapvoice.com. Listeners, I want you to take a good look at this company. As I just said, take a look at that 2016 highlights press release out January 31st, as Brian put out. Unit sales in excess of 200,000 for its flagship product, the Stealth Card, the 911 Help Now product, in excess of 64,000. New products coming online here in 2017. A lot of internal growth for the company as well. Brian, wonderful interview. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to speaking with you again here in the near future. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All right, for Brian McFadden, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.